It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and as Alex likes to say, hold on to your butt, because this is insane. This story coming out of New York. You want me to say this story, Alex? Yeah, go ahead, share it.
So yesterday, a family mystery got solved after decades of them not having any idea what had happened to their dad. This dad in New York State went missing in 1961 without a trace, vanished out of thin air.
What, like a deadbeat dad just leaving?
That's what their mom said. And now his grown children might actually have answers, because the family found human remains when they were digging in their basement.
Huh?
So this guy named Michael Carroll says when he was a baby, like only a couple months old, his dad, George Carroll, who was a Korean War veteran, just disappeared. And since then, there's been weird stuff that goes on in their house. Like, they see ghosts, there's mysterious activity, all kinds of stuff. And the family and the police had always heard a rumor that their dad was buried in the basement. And so a few months ago, they were like, you know what? We're just going to look into this. Like, you know, it's probably one of those things where neighborhood kids are like, ooh, old Mr. Carroll, his ghost haunts the basement of that house, you know. But they were like, well, why don't we actually check it out after all the, you know, after all these years? Michael Carroll then recently hired a ground-penetrating radar expert to check under his house, because he still lives in this house that he grew up in. And sure enough, family members start digging where this expert flagged. They were like, ooh, there's some like weird activity, or we can tell that like there's a hole here under all this. So like keep digging further. And that's where they found bones 5 feet under concrete.
Wait,
in their basement.
They found bones?
Yes. And this guy, Michael Carroll, says, I will be surprised if this isn't my dad. They're waiting for DNA confirmation, but he's, feeling really good about it. And he says, otherwise, I mean, he does feel crappy that his dad's, like, been in this hole under their basement for all this time. But now they want to know who killed him. And so he is kind of thinking, like, there was a lot of marital strife in his parents' breakup. I guess they had been going through some stuff when he was a baby, like, right after this guy was born.
Yeah.
And so they're kind of wondering if their mom had something to do with it. But the mom died 20 years ago. And so they, you know, the mom is already dead. So if she killed him or had somebody kill him and then had him buried in their basement, their dad's body was in their basement like that underneath of them their entire lives. And they were living with their mother who killed their dad.
Okay, that is messed up. What do you guys think around the room actually happened here? Do we actually think that the mom had the dad whacked, like she had him killed, and then when they were doing construction in the basement, just buried him? Or do you think somebody else killed him? I mean, it had to have been the mom, right? It had to have been the mom.
I'd have to see this mom.
The mom told them, oh, your dad just left. Your dad left us their whole lives. So to me, that's suspicious. She did orchestrate this.
But you know, I agree with you, but let's do the other side of it. What if, like, she just was trying to protect her kids because really their father was a deadbeat dad and she thought that he took off and left?
Good point.
Like, maybe she didn't know that he
was
killed.
It is so statistically impossible that this guy would be murdered and then buried in his own house if it wasn't a family member that had killed him. You know, if he was murdered by somebody else, his body wouldn't be in the basement. Now, this will get real interesting if the bones after the DNA test do not end up matching the dad. If they are somebody else's bones completely, then that is going to be interesting. But if it is
I'm
the dad, it has to have been the mom.
It has to be the dad. If it's just some random person, I'm not
right.
as interested.
But if it's a random person that killed the dad, they're not going to go into that guy's house to bury him. You know what I mean? It's going to have been the mom. There's no other way.
Maybe another M. Maybe the mob's involved.
So when we find out, it was in New York State. When we find out the details of this case and we get more updates, I'll update you at this time whenever we find out.
All right. Ooh. I think it might have been the mom, though. If I had to pick something,
I think it's the mom.
I'd say it's the mom.
I think it's the mom.
I'll put a poll up on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show. Who do you think? Was it a stranger that killed the dad and it's not going to end up being his body? Or did the mom kill the dad and bury him in their own house?
The mystery continues here on the Joe and Alex Show.